This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wow.
Me and Buckley are bummed that you read the text program because we had a big nugget for you coming back.
Big reveal.
I saw it on the text.
I know. We were going to surprise you with the biggest deal of the Major League trade deadline.
Is there audio or something? Or like, were you just going to break?
No, it's going to be a little bit of audio.
Breaking news. Dude, we cracked the mic at 3 o'clock. Royals haven't done S. Now I find out they get Bailey Falter and Carl Yastrzemski.
Did you have to look up his name? Are you not certain?
His name's Mike, but I said Carl to be funny.
Mike Yastrzemski. We were just talking about the non-mutton chop.
Yeah, that awesome catch yesterday.
He did, but I think, funny that you mentioned this, because I think after we talked about the catch, I said, doesn't he kind of suck?
You did say that.
And you were like, yeah, he kind of
does. He does kind of suck, you know? Yeah.
So he sucks too.
Yeah. Well, and Dusty came in and said, first off, great job on the kind of sucks segment. But then he had a
by the
revelation.
Way, I found another Yankee that sucks.
Another one that kind of sucks?
Jason. No, he sucks.
Oh, he sucks.
Jason Dominguez.
Clearly.
Sure.
They said he was going to be the next Aaron Judge. They call him up. He's this big rookie hotshot. He sucks. Yeah.
So Dusty comes in and goes, you were asking why the Astros are in first place. And he goes, you just named every American League team and you said they all suck.
They
and
all
we're
suck.
Like, well,
it's not Toronto.
Yeah, well, because not in the same division, but maybe that's the key to the Astros is just sucking slightly less than everyone else that sucks, according to Isaac Crow.
What's weird is there is a lot of suckitude out there, mm-hmm. but the Astros who should suck don't. They're the only one that's like that.
Also, in a totally unrelated news, but I saw it right below the Mike Yastrzemski news, I saw a story where Bobby Brown cooked fried chicken in cocaine instead of flour, and I just thought I'd share that as well. So
he did?
In my timeline, there was the Mike Yastrzemski trade, and then right below that is Bobby Brown on the time he fried chicken in cocaine instead of flour. That right there is when my timeline is working, is really working.
The
for
algorithm
me.
Is dialed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Yastrzemski, Royals trades. And dude, the man's an innovator. He's frying chicken and cocaine. Come on.
Can I read you the story?
Consider me ignorant, but does that work? Is it still have the same effect?
Just listen.
Let's go on this journey together.
Bobby Brown has a new memoir, and it is called Every Little Step.
And it deals with frying chicken and cocaine? Let's go.
Look, can I just say this before I read this excerpt from the book?
Yeah.
Bobby Brown was great. And so was New Edition. And so was Solo Bobby.
Have you seen the clip where it's the MTV Movie Awards, I believe. The MTV Music Awards. Might be the Grammys. It's one of the big award shows. And he drops the vial of cocaine on the stage while he's dancing.
No.
And without missing a beat, he swoops down and snatches it back up. Like, I think he's doing Every Little Step, every little step
I take.
And the cocaine falls out of his pocket. And you can see the look on his face where he's like, oh no. And the man doesn't panic. It's national TV. And on the next kind of pass through, doing like his little slide move, he just casually reaches down, picks up the vial of coke, pockets it. That man was a professional. I mean, you can't. If I drop my cocaine while dancing, that's the end of the routine, not Bobby.
So according to Up Rocks, Bobby Brown recounts in his memoir the time he found out that his mother was a drug dealer. He accidentally made fried chicken with cocaine, having mistaken the powdery white substance for flour.
What?
So it wasn't intentional.
This isn't even, I assume that Bobby,
this is
like,
young Bobby.
Yeah. How, what are we talking?
Well, let's read.
Let's go.
So I decided to use the large bag of flour I'd found in the freezer to make some fried chicken.
Makes sense.
I got the chicken parts out of the refrigerator and covered a bunch of pieces in the flour. Then I dropped them in a pan of sizzling oil.
Do people keep their flour in the freezer?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm terrible in the kitchen, yeah. But is that a thing?
Not in my house. And also, you keep the Coke in the freezer too? I'm not aware of either one of those things. All right.
Then I dropped them in a pan of sizzling oil. I was 10.
What?
So I didn't realize the strangely pungent smell emanating from the pan. When the chicken pieces were nice and brown, I figured I was done. After I had taken a few bites and feeling weirder with each bite, my mother walked in the door. At first, she was smiling at the idea that her little Bobby had made dinner. Then her gaze swept across the kitchen as she got hit with the full brunt of the scene, the smell, the mess, the powder. With horror, she realized what I had done. I fried chicken in her cocaine.
Wow.
A radically new addition to the family's culinary offerings. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you cocaine chicken.
Okay, dude, the man's a national treasure. So much. First off, he's 10 years old and he ate cocaine chicken. The guy probably didn't have a chance.
He didn't just eat it, he made it.
He made it. He didn't have a chance, right? Like
he invented it.
But how is that the most expensive fried chicken? Like of all time? I think if you had a bag of flour that was enough to fry chicken, I'm guessing that he just made like a $10,000 fried chicken dinner, which is kind of exciting. And just the fact that the mom is just standing there and is like, that's my Bobby. Just being, oh.
Do you think she was more worried about Bobby or her cocaine supply?
I'm guessing the cocaine supply, you know. I mean, what's a little cocaine going to do eating some chicken? But again, all that cocaine is ruined. I mean, that's a bag of cocaine.
Do you think that the blow, well, I guess a 10-year-old wouldn't know.
No.
But does it stick to the chicken like flour? Like, I feel like.
I'm guessing. I mean.
It must have.
Look, I got to ask a question right now. One bite.
Would I?
Yeah.
You
got to try it, right?
No, I'm out.
No?
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Like, you know it's not fentanyl. This is like, we got good cocaine. You're not trying some cocaine chicken?
No.
Come on.
No. No, I'm not trying cocaine chicken.
One bite?
Chicken.
Look at the attempted peer pressure. Come on. Just one bite.
You just...
Yeah. Not interested.
The raw...
I don't want to get...
The raw curiosity?
I don't even like chicken all that much. I always rag on chicken. By the way, the Yankees just got another player.
Who'd they get now?
They get Steve Yastrzemski. Who'd they get?
Camille Duvall.
I told you that in the last segment. Thanks for paying attention.
He sucks.
There you go.
No, Buck? He doesn't suck.
Buck?
That's a good get.
Come on. Just one bite? A leg? A wing?
Why? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, is it the only option for sustenance?
No.
Or, like, it's on a buffet?
Right.
Like,
no. Why would you? Why?
Because it's cocaine chicken.
Well, why don't you just eat chicken and snort cocaine? What? Why do you have to?
Lots of people have snorted coke and eaten some chicken. How many people besides Bobby Brown have had cocaine chicken? I think you have to. You just have to. When in your life are you going to get that chance again?
Hopefully never.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You gotta try it.
I ain't trying that.
We said, Suk, I'll ride with you and try the Coke chicken. Exactly! That's just one of those. That's like being on vacation and you're like, I've never had the desire to go parasailing, but I'm here. And when am I going to go parasailing again? Why not?
Yeah, if you push it as the when are you ever going to have another chance to have cocaine chicken? Then you're like, well, if this is a once in a lifetime,
it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. What if it's the most delicious chicken you've ever had?
What if that's the secret to the best fried chicken ever?
Exactly. We don't even know. You like for the sake of science. I need a follow-up. If I had an interview with Bobby Brown, that would be my first question. I know there's a lot to get into, Bobby, but let's talk about the cocaine chicken.
Now, if it's coked jerk chicken?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. A little seasoning.
Maybe a little bit more inclined. But I just don't, I don't know. I think the hard part there is, like, do you know how much, like, he could have died, couldn't he? A 10-year-old boy? Like, how much blow is on the chicken?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, if you used it like flour quite a bit.
Yeah, I feel like that could be a lot of
cocaine. So does it get like burned off in the oil that it doesn't matter?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Is this like
what? Well, he said he felt weird.
So. Well, my grandma, when I was little, used to make this this thing, the glögg. It's a Swedish like holiday beverage. She would take like vodka and then you'd mix it with some berries and stuff. And she would just use it as an excuse to get rip-assed on Christmas. And she would always tell my mom that she was cooking the alcohol out of it and then would give it to us. Yeah, we didn't cook crap out of it. You're just drinking flavored vodka. Maybe it's like that. You're like, oh, no, the frying takes care of the cocaine. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, you're just binging on large amounts of cocaine chicken.
All right. Well, thanks for that detour.
Well, thank my timeline. Hey, you can't ignore.
No, we can't. But we would have talked about it eventually. Might as well do it now.
I just thought it was interesting that it was stacked right there with the big Yastrzemski trade.
Yeah, Yaz is now a Royal. Welcome.
Making those catches at Kauffman. Come on, say it. Say it. You know you want to.
Well, he sucks. And you all know he sucks. Hopefully we didn't give up anything to get him.
Who sucks more, Bailey Falter or Mike Yastrzemski?
I've never even heard of the other one.
This year? Yes.
Yeah, he sucks more?
I
think that's right.
I'm guessing.
No one knows. It's an unanswerable question.
What, the Royals didn't get Harrison Bader, who also sucks?
I really am enjoying the Isaac Rop baseball players that suck.
It's like 90% of the league.
I'll take it. Oh, that guy's. Although we get varying degrees because we get the definitive. Oh, that guy sucks. That guy kind of sucks.
He kind of sucks.
And then there's like a debate of like, does he suck? And then there's like, he's fine.
Yeah, very few guys are good. Yeah. Now I will say that going through the Yankees again, Paul Goldschmidt, I can't really say in good conscience that he sucks.
Are you gonna say he kind of sucks?
He might kind of suck.
He might kind of suck now.
Like, does Nolan Arenado also kind of suck?
Oh,
now?
Nolan Arenado sucks.
There's that definitive he sucks that I like.
Nobody even wanted him. Did they even trade him? He sucks now. I mean, he does. Go look at his numbers. Give me Nolan Arenado's numbers, and then we'll break.
Okay.
I'm going to hold you hostage here.
Pull it up here. Sorry, I'm busy. I had Cedric Mullins' stats up.
Yeah, and he, by the way, he sucks.
He doesn't suck.
But I think he's heating up.
He's look
at the right time.
His numbers compared to the rest of the people that the Mets have had playing center field, he does not suck. Yeah, he hits like 220.
There you go. He sucks.
Well, but he's got 15 homers and like 40 something RBIs.
Look, he's fine.
Have you seen who the hell plays center field for the Mets?
Well, I thought they had. Didn't they have Jeff McNeil out there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's rough.
Thank you.
Brewers get Shelby Miller from the Diamondbacks. God, their trades are still flowing in.
Nolan is hitting .235.
Sucks. Better than Ced Mullins.
That is true. With 10 home runs and 40. He's kind
of. Dude, he sucks.
He's kind of like Ced
Mullins. What happened to Nolan Arenado?
Well, he kind of sucks. He's
a mean third base, though.
It kind of sucks. I don't know.
I think he actually really sucks.
So does Cedric Mullins just kind of suck, or does he suck?
No, he really sucks.
I don't know.
And then I have to backtrack on Bellinger. I think he only kind of sucks.
I like when you have to go back and and review, like your rubber stamp.
Well, I felt kind of bad about that.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Football, in honor of the Hall of Fame game. Next, here's Buckley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.